So-Called is sponsored by LoveBoiseParks.org, which donates profits to support, promote, and preserve open spaces in Boise, Idaho. Use promo code SOCALLED for 10% off all your purchases at LoveBoiseParks.org. Now that Season 4 of So-Called is wrapped, it's time to take a look back. This is Mark Wojcik, and I'm wondering, how's your So-Called career? Welcome to So-Called, the podcast that explores the why and how of work. I ask guests on So-Called, what advice would you give to your younger self? Not to ask what they would change, but to understand what they've learned along the way. This episode compiles my Season 4 guests' answers to the question, what advice would you give to your younger self? I hope you find the advice both inspiring and motivating as you pursue your own career. Find full episodes from Season 4 and all past seasons in our archive at socalledpodcast.com and wherever you get your podcasts. First up, we hear from Lance Davison, owner and principal consultant at the Keystone Concept, who says, embrace those unexpected turns in your career.
It's an adventure. You don't know where you're going to go. I had it all teed up to get that dream job, and I had it for 2 years. But look where I am now. I never would have gotten to this spot with this really creative company.
Part of embracing the unknown is taking risks. And those risks don't need to be life-threatening, says Eric Mraz, owner and operator of Cold Cactus Media Productions.
So I would tell myself, you know, take some more risks. Maybe not necessarily with your life, but definitely take some risks in your art, in your, you know, what you'd like to do.
And if things don't work out? Well, that's part of the adventure, says Aaron Sorensen, project manager at Ethos Design and Remodel and Ethos Real Estate.
If you fail, not the end of the world. You might find something better suited for you. So just take a step back, calm down, figure it out.
Lisa Shelby, associate professor at Florida State University College of Social Work, recommends maintaining your focus when assessing opportunities that come your way.
So being focused and doing what you can and doing that well is really important. The power of saying no.
And before you say no, make sure you understand what the opportunity is all about, says Katie Bratland, public relations and communications expert.
Look at the opportunities that are given. You can always say no.
Taking care of yourself and others as you build your career is important, says Clayton Moore, retired police officer and author of the book Good Cop, Black Cop, Guilty Until Proven Innocent.
I would tell myself, one, not to be as hard on yourself as I have been. Don't get so high on the highs and so low on the lows, you know. And I would just say continue to keep God first and to make sure you're doing for other people, and everything else kind of falls in place.
And don't be afraid to be your best self at work, advises Jeff Vanek, Director of Human Resources at Utah's Hogel Zoo.
Don't be afraid to be your best self. Just embrace who you are and then really work hard at being your best self in the service of others. Just be who you are, but always remember that once you're comfortable there, go out and see how you can help others based upon who you are and what you're interested in and what drives you.
As you're making your way, enjoy the journey, says Valerie Trepunsky, CEO and founder of Chatterboss.
Enjoying what you've accomplished today. Look at where you are. It's a pretty cool place.
And balance what you want to do with staying in touch with the people you've met along the way, observes Steve Edelman, nightlife entrepreneur.
I have a Yertle syndrome. I want to be king of everything. And you don't have to be king of everything. Just be king of enough. And the rest of it, take your time to, you know, develop sort of long-term relationships.
Above all, seek out integrity between who you are and what you do, says Sarah Cunningham, principal and CEO of Ethos Design Remodel and Ethos Real Estate.
It's important to feel good about what I wake up to do every day. And having that integrity of purpose and knowing that I show up not just for myself, but for others.
I hope you've enjoyed Season 4 of So-Called and wish you all the best in setting up your next opportunity. Find full episodes from Season 4 and all past seasons in our archive at socalledpodcast.com and wherever you get your podcasts. And if you have advice for your younger self, please share it with someone you care about. So-Called is sponsored by LoveBoiseParks.org, which donates profits to support, promote, and preserve open spaces in Boise, Idaho. Use promo code SOCALLED for 10% off all your purchases at loveboiseparks.org. Our theme and transition music was composed by Roberto Cavaco. All other stylings are the sound of my voice. If you enjoyed today's episode, please let us know. Subscribe and leave us a review. So Called is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts.